host, Marian Hawkins, and this is episode number 4. Today's episode is titled, Tourism Albania. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. With travel to the US, Europe, and other parts of the Middle East and North Africa no longer so safe, people are looking for good alternatives. Many of us have chosen to visit Albania, but the country has so much more to offer that you can see for yourself when you visit Albania. The Albanian coast is spectacular. The beach of Kasamil is already a world-famous jewel, the mountains breathtaking and much more. Albania has become a major tourist destination, competing with its neighbors Greece and Croatia. With a relatively well-preserved 450 kilometers of coastline, the country is characterized by a large number of protected nature parks and national parks. Besides its coast, Albania is home to lakes of various origins, which form one of the largest and most diverse ecosystems of its kind in the world. This is further reinforced by the hilly, mountainous landscape that makes Albania a popular destination for hikers, mountain bikers, hikers and hikers alike. Albania's 20th century history gives it a unique place in the Balkan travel landscape. Cultural tourism offers the best prospects, given the rich cultural heritage and rich history of the country's cultural and religious heritage. While Yugoslavia and Bulgaria built seaside resorts to attract hard-money tourists, Albania's paranoid communist regime made it almost impossible for foreigners to enter the country. Today Albania is a very different place, the entry formalities are minimal and foreigners can move there as one of the fastest-growing destinations in the Balkans. The country is now closed to northern Macedonia because of the coronavirus, but the tourist offices in Albania are trying to accommodate tourists, especially from the surrounding countries. For tourists traveling on a small budget or wanting to be pampered in a luxury resort, it is an excellent choice. It is extremely popular with tourists from all over the world as well as locals from Albania and other parts of the Balkans. After several months of blockade, the people of northern Macedonia are dismayed and desperate for a change in the situation. We welcome our neighbors who have been very generous in their support over the last few years. Albania is located on the Adriatic coast and is home to the best beaches in Europe, and there is a good reason why a large percentage of tourists visiting Albania visit its beaches. The Albanian Riviera has some of the most beautiful beaches in Europe and along its entire coastline you will find some good beaches. The crystal blue waters would compete with the sea, with its beautiful white sand and crystal clear waters, and some of the best views in the world. Although this is why many flock to Albania, the country has so much more to offer visitors. Along the coast there are beautiful sandy beaches, but the best beaches on the Riviera are Drimades and Kasamil. These beaches are located on the Albanian Riviera and you can try one of the most beautiful beaches in Europe with its beautiful white sand and crystal clear waters. We are currently developing a travel guide for people who want to travel to Albania but have only a limited time for it. Read more about how to spend a week in Albania and how I spent 10 days exploring the country. This is a popular question, and one of our most frequently read articles on Albania goes into detail. Albania is home to some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, beautiful mountains and beautiful people. Read more about the history and culture of Albania and the most popular tourist attractions in Albania below. It is true that Albania is an amazing country and you will be surprised by the country wherever you go. There are also places to visit if you want to experience a real adventure, but there is nothing to do in the land of the eagle, as the locals welcome you with open arms and a warm welcome, no matter what you do or where you travel. Consider that the main reason for the development of tourism is to attract foreign visitors to the country with a strong currency. This picture speaks of the destinations that Western tourists visit, but think of the hidden exports that bring money and hard currency to this country. Tourism in Albania is constantly developing and is a key element of the country's economic activity. Referring to the International Convention on Cultural and Environmental Tourism, which is based on the sustainability strategy of the World Tourism Organization and was established in 2005 by the Ministry of Tourism, Culture, Youth and Sport with the support of UNDP, Albania specializes in attracting educated travelers from all over the world, in particular from Africa, Asia, Latin America and the Middle East. The region is characterized by a rich archaeological and cultural heritage, dating back to the classical period, when it was inhabited by Illyrians and ancient Greeks. In the course of history, the territory of Albania was occupied and settled by Romans, Byzantines, Venetians and Ottomans. Thank you all for joining us again on Tourism in Eastern Europe, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.